This is a song that we don't sing too often, and I don't know that I can play it on guitar, but it's, Jesus, I my cross have taken to follow thee. Let's find that, and let's sing it as a song of consecration tonight. Number 346. 346. It's a song that says, Lord, help me to cherish and give myself fully to the call of God over my life. Amen. Praise God. Why don't you stand together? We'll stand together as we sing.
Jesus, I my cross have taken all to leave and follow thee. Destitute, despised, forsaken, thou from hence my all shalt be. Perish every fond ambition, all I sought and hoped and known. Yet how rich is my condition, God and heaven are still my own. Deceive me, thou art not like man untrue. And while thou shalt smile upon me, God of wisdom, love, and might, foes may hate and friends may shun me, show thy face and all is distress me, 'twill but drive me to thy breast. Life with trials hard may press me, heaven will bring me sweeter rest. Oh, 'tis not in grief to harm me, while thy love is left to me.
God. Hallelujah. Oh, your call is worth everything, Lord. No sacrifice too great. Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'll make that real to us, that the call of God will grip our hearts in a way that it never has before. First of all, just the call to love Jesus and to belong to him and to serve him. Don't let us be afraid to be different, Lord. When we have to walk alone, Lord, help us to count it a privilege because you're always by our side. And then, Lord, maybe there's a particular call over our lives, sure, over each one of us. Make that call real to us and teach us how to put that first in our lives. Give us all the grace we need to fulfill. Jesus, give us a love for your kingdom. Lord, take the love of the world out of our hearts and give us such a love for you and for your kingdom that our constant prayer is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for your hand over each one of these young people that are serving here on the staff and others that are present with us tonight. Lord, we know that your call will be challenged, if it hasn't been already, and as they go back home in some days and go back to work or school, oh, they'll have to take their stand. They'll have to find grace to be true to you. And Lord, we know that you are able to make them stand. We're trusting you. We pray for a fresh anointing upon their lives and teach them, Lord, how to cherish that anointing. Oh, to seek to be filled with your Spirit every day, to be sensitive to what pleases you and to do it. We thank you, Lord. We pray now that as we change the course of this meeting, help us to deal with you, Lord. Do a deep and real and lasting work in each of our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Out of my heart to you and to your working in my life. Don't let me look at what I can't have, but open my eyes to see what I have in Jesus Christ and how rich I am, the glories that await me if I'll be faithful to you. Oh God, get my eyes on Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. Make me to know the joy of serving you. Praise God, I pray. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
cursed I be this ruined Lord, even that I will build cottager and a villager for every person. Father, we are very thankful that you brought us here for your divine purpose. I firmly believe, Lord, that it's by your providence that we are here, and that you have a wonderful blessing that reserved for each one of us. The blessing is to know you. The blessing is to pursue your presence. And the blessing is to be filled with your Holy Spirit. And the blessing is to seek your face out so that we can surrender wholly to you. So, Father, would you do a deeper work in our soul? Would you do a divine surgery within us, Lord? Remove every mountain, Lord. And remove a stony heart. Remove the arrogant heart, Lord. We want to humble ourselves and in your sight. We want to lay our life down in your presence. Father, we belong to you, Lord. Doesn't matter how old we are. Father, we are created for your glory. And you call us to not just to know you, but also be partaker of your glory. And we can walk in that anointing, as Brother Cain said, that anointing is so unique to each one of us. You have a unique calling for each person in this room. Father, we don't want to miss our call. We don't want to miss your call for our life, Lord. So, Father, would you tonight, Lord, would you tonight do that such a great work within us? Awaken each person in this room. Awaken each person that we are on this campground, Lord. Father, visit us. I cry out to you. Visit us, Lord. Hallelujah. We need a divine visitation. We need that a divine invasion, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we can know your heart. We can lay our life down for you. We can submit ourselves fully to you. Father, we live for you, Lord. For even though we just have a final, we just have a five loaves and two fish, Lord, sometimes I feel I don't even have that much, Lord.